get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing well today.
Good.
Had a unbelievably good night's sleep and ready to go.
Well, it's great. It's a big bedlam Saturday today.
I know. I'm wearing my OU red here.
We all have on OU red today.
Everybody does.
We are. I think it's hope. I think it's what we want, right? In that.
Hey, I've got to respect me some of those Cowboys right now because they're playing really good.
They're playing really good. That's why we're on, but we're all wearing our red today.
So, okay. Well, we've got guests today. We have got Alan Pruitt and Dwayne Mort, who most of you know him as Dewey, with Hayes Electric. And you guys own Hayes Electric.
Yes, we do.
And we promised everyone we'd talk about Christmas lights.
Oh, goody.
And the best way to do it, and my best way to do it was to donate my old Christmas lights and get me some LEDs.
There you go.
You know, you can string like 20 of those suckers together, and you only need one plug, yeah. Right?
You could string a bunch together. 20 might be a little bit of a stretch. But
you think? Well, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're talking average of, what, 150 to 200 foot per strand? I mean, that's old.
You can buy them in 25 and 50 feet strands, but, you know, it's you can really put them together. You don't need much electricity to get those going.
And you can just leave them on for a lot longer time. They don't build up any heat.
No heat.
And they're bright. We got some that they say were commercial. What's the difference between the commercial ones and the ones that Walmart?
What it says on the box.
Oh, it really is different?
No.
No. Okay, so I got taken.
I highly doubt it.
Okay. So what should we be looking for and what should we avoid?
Typically what I tell people is don't buy the cheapest, but don't spring for, you know, just get it somewhere in the middle in there and you'll have a decent product.
Is there something on the box that we should be looking for?
No.
Oh.
There's really not.
Because most of these are
Christmas lights are in a different category all to their own. It's not like.
Not regulated.
Well,
it is, but it's not.
It is, but nobody really pays attention to that
it.
Stuff.
It's considered what in the code is they call it festoon lighting, which is just basically, you know.
A bunch of lights tied on a wire.
Where?
Okay.
That's it.
That's what it boils down to.
So, like, quality level and that kind of thing is not just stay in the middle,
yeah.
What you're saying.
Pretty much just like anything else, you know, just spin middle of the road and you should be all right.
Okay.
Having said that, it's Christmas lights and historically last about two seasons and you're out.
That's the part that just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, the LEDs do not, it's not like if one light goes out, what's the difference with those?
Oh, yeah, it's
either they work or they don't?
Well, the old ones were wired in, like, series, and so if one went out, then the rest of them just didn't get, you know, but it's not that way anymore.
So you can
so
have
you
one
don't,
bulb
yeah, you don't
that
have to worry about that.
Get smashed by a reindeer hoof and
well,
the others will stay lit.
Yeah, that stopped several years ago.
Well, tell my husband because he doesn't believe it. If a light goes out.
Well, look, there
are
some
out.
Of us that have battled the Christmas light bulb many times, and so you kind of get a bad taste in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. How about the pre-lit trees?
I think they're great. Now, having said that, I mean, I've had one, and then I just had a strand go out, and I messed with it, never to return. And so there is a problem there because it's a pre-lit tree.
I had that, and I had to, like, go ahead and put a single strand on there, which ended up being three, to replace the void spot
right
where the other ones went out.
So if someone was concerned about, you know, saving a little, I would just buy a tree and then just wrap the lights. That way you don't have any dead spots when part of it goes out. But having said that, I think the last tree I bought again was a pre-lit tree because, well, I've got a lazy streak sometimes.
You don't want to take your work home with you, right? Right.
Well, yeah.
That was going to be my question for the guys from Hayes Electric is, do you put up lights at home? Or are you like, I'm not working at home. This is, or do you put up Christmas lights?
I'll be putting up Christmas lights this year, yes.
I don't physically put them on the outside of the house.
Yeah.
I cheat. My landscape lighting, which consequently is made from a local company here in Oklahoma City, and they sell it, you know, all the big box stores and all of that. They sell worldwide, but they are an Oklahoma City company. But my landscape lighting, I can change colors with it. So Christmas, I have like red and green.
Hanukkah. If you switch over to Hanukkah, you can have the blue and white.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can do that. You know, Halloween, I've got yellow and orange, and I've got red and white and blue for
4th of July.
Or really? I can just go plain white, you know, just for my regular landscape lighting.
Yeah, boring.
Working smarter, not harder.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, both of you guys got a new house this year.
Yeah.
We did. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. It was fun. Now, Mark, who did you sell a house to? Alan?
No. The one, Joe was with
me.
Dwayne, mm-hmm. and then Blake, I think.
Blake.
Yep. It was Joe and Blake.
So fun. What do you like best about your new house?
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, not huge, but compared to my other house, mm-hmm. it's twice the size, and it's just so open. And after I redid the kitchen, I mean, it's just, everything's just great.
Oh, after you moved in, you redid the kitchen?
I did, yeah. I'm an idiot. I ripped the kitchen out completely, just gutted it after I moved in.
But Carolyn appreciated that.
Well, Carolyn got new appliances and, you know, a big kitchen island and new countertops.
Well, you'd just done that to your other house, so that would be kind of hard to take a back seat to the house you just sold, right?
Yeah, it definitely, the kitchen and the house I moved in needed it. It was,
well,
that was
go.
The one thing that it needed.
Yeah. Now, how is it to drive from a distance to your office, because both of you lived like practically across the street.
Yeah, I could have thrown a rock at it.
Yes, from your office, your shop.
It's a bit of a blessing.
Is it
not to be that close?
I bet that is right.
Yeah.
So, can we sell Mary a house too?
Yeah.
Get her closer or further away.
Mary's house is paid for, so I don't think she really wants another house.
Yeah.
Although when Dewey and I were going through the house buying deal and telling her how spectacular it was and all this, she was like, "Man, I want a new house."
Hey.
And then
Mark,
and then
listen up.
And then she talked to her significant other, and it was like, well.
Well, it was fun hearing the stories about the houses you guys saw and what you did and
what I'm still doing
and still doing. Well, the thing is you were very good buyers. Like if there was anything electric, you knew you could fix it. So you didn't require anybody to do it. It was like, hands off. Nobody fix my electric.
Right.
I want to do it the right way. And Dewey, you did my house. You upgraded, all of you guys have been in my house because we upgraded quite a bit of lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted people to know about the wafer lighting because it's pretty spectacular.
It is. It's awesome.
We'll be talking about that when we come back with your calls and the guys from Hayes Electric, Alan Dwayne, here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Alan and Dwayne, owners of Hayes Electric. And if you want to call in and join the conversation, give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000.
Okay, we were talking Christmas lights, so let's at least finish up on our extension cords. What kind of extension cords? What do you need to look for an outdoor versus an indoor cord?
Well, I mean, personally myself, I mean, I'm going to just say go out and get yourself a good 10-gauge, whether outside. I prefer you using that in anything, inside and outside, and not even the little small ones. I don't like those. 16-gauge wire. Now, I mean, is it the inherited problem that you have is most people will sit there and they'll just keep plugging stuff on into everything. And then before you know it, that cord's going to get hot. And then on top of that, they buy them where they're long, and then they wrap them up. Well, as it's wrapped up and it gets warm, it's creating a heater. Well, then you possibly have a short or whatever, and it's just I just don't like those. I'd rather just use a nice, good, thick extension cord inside and outside.
The biggest problem is we live in Oklahoma, and extension cords and Christmas lights outside, inevitably, they're going to get wet. Where they plug together, they're going to get wet.
Right.
And if they're plugged into a GFI, which they should be, it's going to trip. And there's no fix for that.
Okay. Are there outdoor plugs that are not GFI?
Older homes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there absolutely are. But, you know, we've had a lot of customers that just got, you know, a jillion lights outside, and there's cords going everywhere, and they call us out. We can't keep them running. And you know, after I look, my answer is, you know, it's moisture. We've had snow or ice or something, and then it's melted and, you know, run down the cords and just right into the connection where the cords connect. If you have that, that is the reason why it's happening.
You know, we used to use electrical tape and tape our connections together outside.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore, but because Jim said something about we bought the better cords, so we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if everything's brand new and there's a super tight connection, you know, when you plug the cords in, then, you have a whole lot better chance.
Yeah. Just don't let that connection sit in a puddle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, right. For sure. Okay. The outdoor plugs are heavier insulated.
Yeah, really. What I was getting at on that is if you're going to have connections made, you know, plugged in, they're better off hanging. You know, so if you're lighting a tree or something, it's better off to have the cord go up into the tree and connect to the lights. And that way they're not on the ground.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
And have them facing down so that the water, you know, is going to run.
So what part faces down, the female or the male part?
The female you want facing down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the female is just like a bucket.
Uh-huh.
If it's facing down, it can't do nothing.
Yeah. And that's really the best thing you can do. You know, if we have a lot of moisture when there's Christmas lights, there's going to be a problem. But
right.
That's the best you can do.
I talked to Mike Morgan, Channel 4, yesterday, and he said we've got a full week of good weather.
Yes,
without freezing. And so everybody needs to go put their Christmas lights up this week.
I'll tell somebody.
You'll tell somebody.
you'll push a button.
Yeah.
Change the colors of it. Now, yeah. I got a question about those outdoor GFCI, mm-hmm. because that is the most common thing I see in an inspection, but they go bad.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
It seems like every inspection, it's faulty, outdoor.
Yeah. Doesn't respond.
Is it just the nature of the beast because they're outdoor and moisture? And is there anything that can be done for it, or is it just the way it is?
No, just figure average every 2 years you're going to be replacing them.
Yeah. You're going to be changing them out.
Yeah, because it's actually the same plug that's even in the house.
So someone who's listening to the program today, how do they check whether – because, I mean, this comes into – if they're putting up lights outside, they need that to be functioning.
Yeah.
Because it's a safety.
You can get those little – GFI checkers,
That you plug in like home inspectors use?
Right. You can get them at Lowe's, Home Depot, Lock, any place like that. It just has to have that GFI test button on it. Then you just plug them in and hit the little button, see if it trips. If it
trips, most of them have a button?
Well, they do, but you want to do it outside that test and reset button. You want to make sure that it's going to do it.
Yeah, because just pushing the button, you know, can make it trip, but it may not trip like it's supposed to without using the tester.
Okay.
You're trying to make sure.
Say that again. So it's possible for the tech, because it has a built-in tester.
Right.
But it's possible that it works in that way, but it doesn't actually function in the safe way that it's supposed to.
Exactly.
Which is why you use the outside tester.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good information.
Okay. Well,
and then you got to remember, too, on the older homes, what most people don't realize is that a lot of the outside plugs were fed off of either a bathroom, or when they started putting them in the garages, they'd go from the garage to the bathroom to the outside plugs. So that's where the GFI would be
you
at.
You may have a regular plug outside, especially if it was built mid-90s to 2000.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, the GFI might be in a bathroom or in the garage or something, and so you have a regular plug outside. Now, you trip it, and then it's not working. The first thing you want to do is go check your bathrooms in your garage for a trip GFI.
Yeah.
We've got several of those in our house, don't we?
Yes.
Because you're supposed to have one wherever there's water. Is that correct? Is that the way?
Anything within
basically?
Six feet of water.
Okay.
Okay. That's a very common thing on our home inspections is to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sent a couple of guys to my house this week this week to fix the things on our home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And basically ours was outside GFCI plugs.
Not working?
Yeah, a couple of them I think didn't work, and then a couple others had lids or didn't have lids, covers.
Well, and that, there's something to be said for that, too, because to be honest, your house, everything works 100%. It's very well kept, everything. And that says something for when you have home inspection, finding something that doesn't work. People don't use their outside plugs every day to know that they're going to go bad.
That's exactly everything that was the matter with our house. Or we had Eric the plumber come over and fix a few things, and they were all, outside plugs, outside faucets we knew were leaking. And we thought, the next time Eric comes over for something, we're going to have him fix these.
Mm-hmm. And you forget.
And then, right. Well, but the thing is we have four bathrooms that we don't use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we use our master. We use the half bath. That's it. The rest of them that had plugs and showers and tubs and stuff, they sprung a leak because they weren't used. I mean, the little O-ring just needed replaced in them. So things that you don't use are the things that they're going to find the repairs on. Things you use, you keep them fixed, right?
Yeah, right. That's it.
So before we get to the break, we've been talking about, said to the listeners, we get to these wafer lights.
I'm so excited about my wafer lights. The house we're moving to, you guys might as well just get out your ladders. It's got tall ceilings, but somebody put, it has a bar, an actual bar, like you're walking into a little bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Are the walls glass? Just all glass?
No, but the dining room ceiling is mirrors. But the someone put a light, a fan under a light. So it's like a strobe light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And when you guys did my wafer lights and you did different things in my house, you would say, oh, in the office?
Yep.
You're going, I mean, you think ahead so I didn't have to. It was like, oh, no.
You got to stay
away. We're not going to put it there because it'll be a strobe light in here, and you're not going to work real good with strobe lights in your office. And
yep, I remember doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Seizures aren't fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we need that fixed for sure, even if it's just to take a bulb out or something, because that's a mess. You just don't. It's with a string, you turn on lights, and there it is. You got a strobe if you
want
your...
Makes you wonder the process. Was did somebody do something really dumb and add the light underneath the fan, or did they add the fan right over the light?
I think they added the fan. And so we'll probably take out the fan. But
neither thing is more intelligent than the other, though.
Right, true. But the wafer lights are, how thick are they?
About a
half inch? Okay.
They're the depth of the sheet.
Sheetrock.
So sometimes.
And that's by design.
Right.
To be to the depth of the sheetrock. That way, with recessed cans, we always had to worry about placement because there might be a joist where you want one. Now we don't have to worry about that. If there's a joist there, it still fits because it's only the depth of the sheetrock.
And I can turn on those lights of a morning, and I have a lot of them in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hurt your eyes. They're not the glare, the harshness.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't there. So, you know, we're going to talk about the difference. Why do those not hurt your eyes and the others do? Because they're very bright.
When we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins, and we are here with our guest, Alan Pruitt and Dwayne Wart, owners of Hayes Electric. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. What's our word of the day?
Well, let's go with Kelvin. Kelvin.
Kelvin
as it refers to lighting.
Yeah, you know, Kelvin talks about the word Kelvin, we're talking about temperature, right? But in lighting, temperature has to do with the color of the light.
Okay. So what is the Kelvin of sunlight?
5.
Yeah.
5,000.
5 is about as close as you're going to
get.
How about 6?
Yeah, I don't know.
That one I really
couldn't. That would be overbearing and you don't want it.
6 is real blue, right? Or is it 5 the blue one?
5 is blue. 6 is still real blue, too. It's just going to that factor. And so when you hit 5, that's at the blue, and then it starts going up more and more bluer from there.
Yeah, we
generically don't lowers yellow.
Yes.
Hires blue.
Yes.
Correct?
On their scale,
so
yes.
There's that, happy medium that everybody wants.
Well, so the SI base unit of thermodynamic temperature. So that's the actual definition, right?
Sure, all of that.
All of that. Okay. Yeah. So we're talking the color based on the heat factor?
Or what you would consider, in ours, it's a color or hue is what we're getting at. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Or temperature factor is what they're trying to say in that case. So, but there's really no temperature coming off of your LED lighting. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want people to get confused to think the brighter that the hotter. That's not the case in LED lighting.
Mm. You know, back in 1973, we had bought a little house in Midwest City that had a well house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a washer and dryer were, is out in the backyard in the well house, right? Well, we used a light on a string.
For heat?
For heat.
For heat. And we put it. We just dropped it right inside the washing machine, when not in use, of course. And
it kept the water from freezing.
It kept the water from freezing. One light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time we had a Great Pyrenees dog, and we thought it was so cold outside. We took a lamp and put it in the back of the doghouse and let the light bulb kind of go through the back of the doghouse to keep that dog warm. We looked outside about an hour later, and he was outside the doghouse, and his tongue was hanging out so much. He was panting, trying to cool himself off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having said that, don't go buy LED bulbs and put them in for warming lights for your animals. They will freeze to death.
Right. So you got to have an incandescent light for that.
Yes.
Okay. So.
I love, like, all the LED has just made options just, you know, multiply over. We have all these options, which is great, but is completely confusing to me every time I go to buy light bulbs. It's like, you know, what?
I don't think the industry helps people with that. Now, they tried to help some. If you look on the box, typically there's a color scale on there.
It's so tiny, though.
It is tiny.
They should make this large. So that
dedicate one side
why
of
you
the
buy
box
lights.
To it.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, we've done it enough that, you know, we know the number, you know, so we know what we're going to get.
What do you choose for yourself?
4,000.
4,000.
4,000.
My whole house is 4,000.
Now, it's sometimes hard to find 4,000, isn't it, outside of...
They do not carry them at the box stores, I will tell you.
No, you'll get 2,700 or 3,000 or 5,000.
Yeah.
Correct.
Usually it's 27. The two that they generally carry is 27 and 5. Now, they can get you the other ones if you're going to order it online.
We got ours from you mostly, but we had this one specialty light bulb that we bought. Had 10 bulbs in it, a chandelier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we wanted a particular... because we didn't want it to have more than 400 watts for the chandelier. But we got those online real easily.
Mm-hmm. See, with LEDs, the way that I always tell when I talk to customers, and I tell them there's two things you're looking for. You're looking for the lumens, which the lumens is the exact same equivalency of your wattage of your bulb. So let's say, for instance, it says on the box, 850 lumens. That's usually an equal equivalency to a 60-watt bulb.
Well, now, where is the scale posted so that
there's
we can
not a scale.
Convert?
It tells you automatically. It's just we know in our heads what you're looking for. So if a customer calls me, I tell them, okay, go ahead and buy yourself an 850-lumen LED A19 bulb, which is a standard base bulb or standard bulb, okay? That will get you your 60 watts that you want, okay? Now, saying that, I'll tell them, okay, the thing is that bulb is not using that 60 watts. It's only going to be using around about 13 to 13.5. Okay? So you're saving money right there because you're not using the same amount of wattage on that particular bulb. Okay? And then I'll tell you, then you're looking for your K factor or Kelvins. That's your color or your hue of the bulb of what it's going to put off. Like I tell most people, you know, if it's going to be in the ceiling like your can lights and stuff like that, I prefer 4K. Now, I do have a few 27K light bulbs that are in lamps, and that's for mood lighting. Okay, so if I'm going to have a bunch of people over, I want the house lit up, I'm going to turn on my main lights. If I want to sit and watch TV or something like that and snuggle with the fiancé or better half, you know, I'm going to turn on the lamp at 27K.
Now, you said fiancé or better half. Is that two separate people?
No, same person.
Okay, good.
She's the better half and the fiancé,
sure. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Dewey's a player.
If you have a question or need to want to join in the conversation with the guys from Hayes Electric, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. That's so helpful to me as far as, like, every time I go to look for a light, I'm like, I know they have told me 4,000, but I can't seem to find it.
It's really easy to find if you're just looking at LED trims or wafer lights.
Uh-huh.
But when you get to bulbs, it's not so easy. The big box stores just don't seem to carry that.
I just tell most people, you know what? Go to Lock Supply. Go and talk to at this particular store.
Yeah.
Talk to this particular person and say, hey, Dewey from Hayes sent me over here. He told me to get this, and they'll go get it for him and...
There it is.
Okay, don't hold back. Tell us which Lock Supply and
the Lock Supply on May and 36th.
Okay.
Okay.
And the ones I generally tell them to go talk to is either Alan or Darren. Those two that are sitting at the desk, those are the two that I prefer anybody talking to because they're real quick about getting you taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
and they usually know, so. Okay, hey, all right, Dewey sent them over here.
Well, I didn't know that. That's okay. That's a good piece of information. 36th of May, Lock Supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That they pretty much have everything all the time.
They do. I know that if I've chased down water tanks and stuff like that for rental property, and sometimes you've got to have a skinny one because that's the size of the closet. They seem to have everything over there.
And so. They actually got now over there, too. They've got actually a lighting store inside that
particular
branch. They do.
They've got a new lighting store.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know.
So that's got everything. That's got your plumbing, your heat and air, your electrical, and then they got their lighting store in there, too.
Wow.
All in that branch.
So, a good place to Christmas shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay. We've got, at the new house,
mm-hmm.
okay, we've got two freezers, which I don't need that much freezer, but the other folks do, okay? And then we added, we were fine with those in the garage until we added a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's an old refrigerator. It's about 15 years old, maybe.
Mm-hmm. All three of these plugged in the garage?
They sure are.
Yeah. Yeah. I already know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Add a circuit. Maybe add two, one for each one. That's about personal.
Yeah, we're going to need to schedule that pretty quick because we have to go check it real often so that things don't thaw in there.
Yeah.
But we thought we did pretty good. I said, let's run an extension cord to a different circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So we checked, and when one circuit was off, we went to what we call the little garage, and that circuit still worked, but we plugged the refrigerator in, same thing. It everything went off. So
that refrigerator, if you're saying it's pretty old now, I don't know what pretty old means.
It's about 15 years old.
I mean, the compressor could be starting
surging
to go bad.
Yeah.
And that startup may be too much for a GFI to hold.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that could be it.
So it was fine if it was sitting out in the garage for all them years because it never got unplugged and never got shut off. Then the minute you unplugged it, that was it.
Well, okay. Well, now, we'll manage.
I've got a question for you. So I've been having a problem with an arc fault.
Arc fault?
Yeah. So I have it in our upstairs. When we go to print, it'll trip.
And that's the only thing that's causing it?
Yeah.
Okay, like because that arc fault is reading whatever. There's a particular signal that machine is sending off.
We might start with just replacing that arc fault breaker.
Yeah.
And see if it still does it. There are some older arc faults that even just turning on a fluorescent light would kick them. It wouldn't do it every time, but it would do it periodically.
Enough to be aggravating.
Fan. Yeah.
That's what it is doing it enough to be. It's not every time.
I just changed out the arc fault.
Yeah, I think we should try with changing out the arc fault.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, then there may be something in that plug maybe that's not real tight or something. We'll probably check that too.
Because arc is just arcing from, it's indicating from one to another, like it's just sparking or something.
Right.
It's reading it.
Saying it.
Most of your arc faults are dual arc faults. Okay. So it's reading two different signals. And if the machine or whatever, or plug or whatever, sends off a particular signal, and it tells that arc fault, and hang on.
Yeah.
Something ain't right. Trip.
Well, you could have, and it could be the plug maybe a little worn out, you know, and so that plug's not in there super tight.
Yeah.
And that could be getting a fault from that, too.
You know, yeah. Or your kid was chewing on the cord a little bit, you know.
Right.
That is possible.
Yeah.
That is possible.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's take a break, but I want to tell you guys that I do have a little handful of Casa Perico gift certificates for a free lunch.
Mm.
So if you want to be a part of our conversation,
you can give us a call at 840-1000, 405-840-1000. We'll come back with more in your calls on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Uh-huh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Okay. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for our electricians here?
Yes, I do. First of all, we're going to put our Christmas lights up this week, so thanks for the information. But I have a question about our ugly electric meter that sits right up at the front of our house, and we would like it moved Is that a feasible thing?
It is feasible.
It's expensive.
It is feasible, and every house is different. One house, you know, it may be a pretty easy move. The next house, not so much. So it would really just have to be something I'd have to come. Estimates are free. I just have to come and look.
We lost her.
It's in Norman. Do you come out this way?
Okay. Well, Norman is one of the few areas of town where you guys do not license for Norman, do you?
No. We just don't get enough phone calls there. It's not that we wouldn't. We just don't get enough phone calls to go out there to warrant having a license.
Denise, I feel your pain because my electric meter's on the front of my house, too, because the city required it to be installed on the garage wall. And the garage is on a corner of my house, and the only place to put this was on the front of my house.
Yeah, plant a tree.
Right.
I did plant some red tip, photina, I think is what it's called, but they grew so big, and we kept having to trim them back. We finally took those out, but one of my neighbors I saw put a trellis in front of it, and that way it doesn't get covered up. Totally. I mean, you want access to your electric meter, but
right.
They have a vine growing up it, and it looks really pretty. So
that's an excellent idea.
There you go. Yep. Didn't need an electrician for this, did we? I'll send you my $85 bill.
Well, my apologies, though. I mean, like I said, we go everywhere. We just don't do Norman. We just don't get the phone calls.
Yeah. All right.
So, Denise, hang on, because Mr. Gannon's going to get your information, because you are going to get a free lunch at Casa Perico Mexican Grill.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Denise, for the call. Guys, we're landing the plane here. Last few tidbits that you want to tell our listeners.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus there.
Yeah.
Okay. if we are decorating... We quit decorating our roof because it's steep and expensive, and we didn't like people walking up there because you had to walk on it in order to put the lights on it. So, but my son-in-law is pretty clever. He called Robbins Roofing and says, "Hey, Larry Robbins, can you get me an outline of my roof because I want to make lights that exactly fit my roof every year." So he did that, and we just did it for the new house and for the office so that we get the exact – and that way, I guess he just – does he just splice them together, the lights, to where they'll fit exactly? I'm not sure.
Well, that'd be plugged – you just buy them in different lengths to get as close as possible to plug in to one another to, you know, to get that outline.
Yeah, and that effect. The biggest thing I would say on that, if anybody is, you know, the first thing you want to do is before you do anything, check, you know, whatever cords you're going to use, check to make sure they're good. There's no, you know, nicks and dings and stuff like that in the cords themselves. Make sure you check your lighting, your Christmas light cords and stuff like that. You know, if you're still using the bulbs, check those and stuff like that. You know, don't wait to get them all up, put up there, and then, you know, oh, well, that don't work.
Well, and also you've got cords that are lighted on the ends. So that way, basically, if you're having an issue, that would take one step out of the equation. You can look and you can see that there's light on the end of the cord where you go to plug in, so you know power's good to that point. And so if you're having issues, at least you know that you've got power coming down the cord.
Right. And those of you who have live trees, here's kind of the most important tip, right?
Water them.
Water them and use LED lights because they do not throw off the heat.
Exactly.
So that they don't become so brittle.
Right.
So, you know, a live tree is wonderful. We never could do that because too many tree allergies and it made my daughter suffer too much.
Becky, do you remember the old bubble lights?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Man, those were spectacular.
Yeah.
Super dangerous.
Yeah.
And I wish I could still get some, but they're terrible.
But we hung those on our gutter, and they all filled up with rain.
Yeah.
And then they cracked because the rain.
Well, people
expanded.
Would put them on their trees, you know, especially.
It's beautiful.
I love the way they look.
Oh, yeah. They look spectacular.
Yeah.
But people would, you know, have real trees in there, and they'd be in there for a month and dry out, and those things would be on there. Next thing you know, you got a
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, four-alarm fire.
Towering inferno in your living room.
Now, quick question about extension cords. You said a nick and extension cord. Can that be repaired? Can you repair it, or do you just have to throw it out?
Not legally.
Not legally. OSHA would tell you got to throw it away.
Huh. Well, there you go. Well, I don't want to do anything illegal. That's not me. Thank you, Alan Pruitt, Dwayne Ward, owners of Hayes Electric. As always, it's great to have you guys on here. Thanks for being with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.